VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Medics said on Saturday that Israeli military strikes on Gaza overnight killed at least 19 Palestinians, while forces continue to push deeper into the Jabalia area, where international relief agencies say thousands of people are trapped. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A military spokesman told people to leave parts of Gaza City's Sheikh Radwan neighborhood and other areas in and around Jabalia, the urban refugee camp where Israeli forces carried out several major operations over the course of the war and then returned as militants regroup. In a post on X, the people were asked to head south to Mawasi, a packed area in southern Gaza designed by the military as a humanitarian zone. Most of the fighting in the past week was centered in and around Jabalia that was pounded by Israeli war jets and artillery. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Scottsdale, Arizona on Friday, making another case for voters in the swing state to opt for her ahead of the U.S. presidential election.
Part of what we know has been happening in the last several years in our country is there's some powerful forces that are trying to divide us as Americans, would have us and cheer us on if we point fingers at one another.
It's the opposite message being touted by former U.S. President and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump Friday night in Aurora, Colorado.
I will invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to target and dismantle every migrant criminal network operating on American soil.
Harris released a report on her medical history and health on Saturday. Her campaign says the report shows the 59-year-old Harris, quote, possesses the physical and mental resiliency, unquote, needed to serve as president. Harris's advisors hope to use the moment to draw a contrast with Republican Donald Trump and raise questions about his fitness to serve.